Annabelle Chvostek, formerly of the Wailing Jennies, The Sioux from her new album Resilience. Before that was Kane Welch Kaplan from their album Kane Welch Kaplan, the third one together. Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch and Fats Kaplan on Compass Records, and a song called That's What I Got. Before that, Susie Boggess, country singer, gone a bit sort of jazzy and folky on her new album, Sweet Danger, that was the title track. And Wickham Porteous started that set with a wonderful cover of the Beatles' Please Please Me from his new album 3AM on Cordova Bay Records. Same label as the Pork Belly Futures, who were on there before that. 10 o'clock here on CITR, just a few minutes away from a phone call from Nora Rendell. I wonder if she's going to call, probably. Anyway, Nora, great flute player, formerly of Clare, and coming to town with Brian Miller and Django Amerson on the 15th of May for a gig at the Rogue to celebrate the launch of their album Wait There, Pretty One. We'll have some music from that shortly. And at 11:30, we've got another phone interview with Patty Larkin, who's in the States at the moment on her way to a gig tomorrow night. Both those shows at St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th. More about that later. Yeah, it's a fine album, that Annabelle Chvostek. And next up, we've got the Real Time Travellers featuring Martha Scanlon. This is a song called Hallelujah.
She's a rolling on home. stitched at the hems and the seams. She's painted the color of broken down dreams. Rust in the race wears thin as a dime. My 58 Apache gets to work on time. It's 1958, heart rings true, and it's hard to tell the color, but it's always been blue.
Thank you. Sadie, as long as you're happy that way. My cheeks are wet, I've got the blues. Old heart, I got nothing to lose. Lost all I had when you told me you're happy that way. Lay here in bed, pain in my chest and thoughts of you in my head. I don't know what's worse, but I know they're both killing me. I thought it all over, reached the end of the road. I may never understand, but I certainly know. I really can't say that it's wrong. You're happy that way.
That's the Wilders from their latest album, Someone's Got to Pay. A song there called Happy That Way. Well, we should have Nora Rendell on the phone here. So let's see, have we got Nora Rendell out there? Hi, Nora.
Hello?
Oh, yes, there we are. That's all right. Good. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, we have a small delay in there. That's all right. Where are you?
I am in Minneapolis right now, my house.
Okay. And looking forward to coming back to Vancouver, huh?
Oh, yes, very much.
This is good. Now, I understand that I thought it was just going to be you and Brian Miller, but it's actually you're going to have Django with you as well, playing some violin.
Yeah, he's going to play a few things with us at the end of each set.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds pretty cool. Now, you, of course, are well known to Vancouver audiences as a founding member of Clea, and a band that we've been missing for many years. But you know, you kind of disappeared for a while. Then you went off the radar, went to Limerick.
And, yes, I know, I did. I'm still trying to get back.
Well, that's all right. You're coming back here on the 15th of May, which is not too long from now. And doing a whole bunch of dates around the Lower Mainland and the Gulf Islands, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to Galliano and Salt Spring, mm-hmm. Maine, and Pinder.
Well, yeah, that's going to be nice.
We're looking forward to showing Brian the Gulf Islands. He's never been out to any of that area.
You're just trying to seduce him with our topography, aren't you? That's all. Yeah, good.
Yes.
Well, that'd be great, you know, because then you might actually have to move back to Vancouver. Because although there's a pretty good scene in Minneapolis,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, Yeah, the scene here, actually, for traditional Irish music is incredible. It's a really active Irish music scene, and there are some very experienced older musicians here who I'm learning a lot from as I've been here for the last 5 months.
It's funny because, you know, you sort of think of Minneapolis, you don't think of it as being maybe a hotbed of traditional Irish music, but it has been for quite a while. And I guess there must be a fairly large Irish... Yeah, you know, I remember Stephen Fearing living there for a while and playing Irish music when he first came back from Dublin, you know.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been a connection for a lot of people. Boiled in Lead, of course, are still doing their annual St. Patrick's Day gig. And, quite a bunch. You know, Brian...
Yeah,
sorry?
Sorry, with the delay. I was just agreeing with what you'd said.
Okay, well, that's good. I don't want you to disagree with what I said. I was like, I have to cut you off. No, just kidding.
Boils and Lead, I was actually looking up Celt in a Twist the other day just to see what they were playing, and there was an interview of Boiled and Lead on the Celt in a Twist
website,
which is funny because those guys are... You know, they're around here all the time. I've met a couple of them since I've been here.
Yeah. Well, they stopped playing for a long time, and now they seem to be back again.
Yeah.
All right, well, so we should...
There's a long tradition of Irish musicians here, and there has been for quite a few generations now, of musicians who are from Ireland and who are also performing all over the world. And like Dahi Spool from Altan lives here, and Paddy O'Brien lives here.
That's pretty good for a start. Now, so Brian Miller is from Minneapolis, is he originally?
He's actually originally from northern Minnesota. He's from Bemidji.
No, well, whatever.
It's a town that nobody's ever heard of. I'd never heard of before I met him, but it's actually about 3 or 2 hours south of the border.
Uh-huh.
His dad has spent a lot of time up in Manitoba.
So,
a lot of people up there know Canada as a great place for hunting.
Hunting? Okay. I thought they just came to the Winnipeg Folk Festival, but maybe there's more to it than that.
Well, actually, the Winnipeg Folk Festival is a big destination for people in the Twin Cities, actually, as well. That's how Brian got introduced to traditional Irish music, was through the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Really? And not from the Minneapolis scene? Yeah. Interesting.
No, he got started when he was 15. So that was sort of about 3 years before he moved down to the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been going to the Winnipeg Folk Festival with some friends of his. And that's how he got into Irish music, was actually in Canada.
Of course. That's great. You see, we have to set an example to these people south of the border.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, so you've got towards the end of last year, you actually were on 3 albums that got released, which is pretty remarkable. You did the that band from Scotland, The Outside Track, that you somehow got seconded into, and recorded it with Brian Bedford in Yorkshire, formerly of Artisan.
Yeah.
So that's pretty special. And then, of course, with the Maynads, Vancouver group.
Yeah.
And this lovely album, Wait There, Pretty One, which you and Brian have put together, which is kind of the reason for the tour.
Yeah, it wasn't really planned that they would all come out at the same time, but it just seemed to work out that way.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I suppose that's what happens when you go away for 2 years and you have a lot of time to practice and work on projects like this. So it all kind of came flying out at the same time.
Well, that's great. It's amazing. I remember Neil Hammond from Clare always saying he was amazed at the women of Clare, that you would always, you'd sort of get together in a woodshed or something, or somewhere at the bottom of the garden, you'd come back with a whole series of magical inventions, and he was always amazed. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that you personally released 3 albums last year. I think that's quite normal, par for the course. Anyway, we're looking forward to seeing
it. Yeah, well, the Maynads album was actually recorded earlier. It was actually recorded before I left, but we managed to get the whole thing together and release it in December. And I'm really happy that we did end up releasing it. We weren't sure if we would release it, but I'm really happy we did.
Yes, nice.
People seem to be, the people I've been giving it to in terms of bought it, I've really enjoyed it. So I'm glad that we went ahead with that, even though the band isn't playing together very much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, yet. Things may change. Watch that
yes.
space. All right, we should talk about
we're
this.
We're actually playing at the Jericho Sailing Club in August.
In August, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in and out of town then all summer, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to be back in August for about 10 days because my sister is actually having a baby and I want to meet the baby.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so we should play some music off this record and talk about it. Do you have a particular preference? I was going to play Jackson's and Heathery Breeze, but you can play something else if you'd rather.
No, that sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so see if I can find out where I've put that record. Oh, yes, there it is. I have three CD players to choose from. I've been getting them mostly right this morning, but you're never too sure. So I'll play that track and then we'll have a chat about it. This is Nora Rendell and Brian Miller from the album Wait There, Pretty One. They come into town on May the 15th. Nora Rendell is on the phone right now, and now she's going to be doing flute playing as well, simultaneously. It's amazing. Rendell and Brian Miller there from the album Wait There, Pretty One. And Nora's still on the line. Are you still there? don't know, is she still there? Absolutely not. Let's try that. Are you still there? Come in, Nora. Or have I lost you? Harumph. Oh,
Steve?
Oh, yes, there we are. We are still there. Good.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. OK, we just played Jackson's and Heathery Breeze off the album. And because we got this weird delay, I'm just going to hand over to you to talk a little bit about why everybody should come see you on May the 15th with Brian and Django, and to introduce the song that we're going to play off the album. So over to you, Nora Rendell.
All right. yeah, the CD release concert on May 15th it's just going to be a great night. I'm really looking forward to coming back to Vancouver and playing the material off of this album, which we recorded almost exactly a year ago on Bowen Island, actually. Really nice studio called Treehouse Studios. And Bob Bailey produced and recorded and engineered the album. So, yeah, it'll just be a great night of mostly traditional Irish music. There are a few other things that we have in the bag, a couple Quebecois songs and Maria Dunn songs. I'm a big Maria Dunn fan.
Mm-hmm.
But this next track that Steve's going to play for you is called The Cocks Are Crowing, a traditional Irish song that I learned when I was studying in Limerick. And I learned it from Sandra Joyce, who's a wonderful traditional singer. And so it's a very sparse arrangement of this song. We tried to keep the album really simple, really sparse, kind of cut it straight to the chase. We didn't do very much arranging like I normally have done with my projects, like the outside track and Clea. We just wanted to stick to the tunes and the songs and throw a few little original, interesting things in. So this song has one of those things in it. We just changed a couple notes in the song to make it our own, and it's called The Cocks Are Crowing.
Cocks are crowing, daylight's appearing, it's drawing nigh to the break of day. Arise, my darling, out of your slumbers. Arise, my darling, and come away. Oh, where's that is at my window? And who is that gives me trouble thee. Oh, my dada, he is in his bed chambers, he's fast asleep on his bed of ease, and in his pocket then lies a letter which reads, much a darling unto your disgrace. Oh, what disgrace can he do unto me? A faithful husband to you I'll be. And what other neighbors have round their houses, the same, my darling, you will have with me. Oh, I will go to the wild, wild mountain, where I'll see nothing but the wild deer, and I'll eat nothing but the wild hare, and I'll drink nothing but my true love's tears. If the killie boy did or mine in the cold, the green fields, they were mine in white. If my pen were made of a tempered steel, sure, my true love's praises I could never write. Oh, I will go, but I'll court no other. My heart is linked all in your charms. I would have you wed, love, and leave your mammy. For you're just fit to lie in your true love's arms.
The cocks are crowing. That's the song from the album Wait There, Pretty One, from Nora Rendell and Brian Miller. And they're going to be in town for the CD launch officially on the 15th of May at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue in Kitsilano, just down the road from the university here. And 8 o'clock on Thursday the 15th, just before the long weekend. So if you were going away for the weekend, you can still have a good concert to send you on your way, you see. And they're playing various Gulf Islands, so maybe you'll see them on your travels through the Gulf Islands as well. Who knows? Anyway, they're going to be playing with fiddler Django Amerson as well. And it's going to be a fun night, a great reunion. And it'll be good to see Nora back in town again. Nora Rendell, a very fine flute player and whistler and singer. Brian Miller on guitar and Django Amerson on violin. It's about 10:34 here on CITR 101.9. FM and cable 101.9 in Vancouver, www.citr.ca. You can hear us live on the net, and I know it's working today because Nora's been listening in Minneapolis. Wow. I always get a kick out of that when people are a long way away and they can still listen. It's miraculous. I've been doing this show for 23 years now, and 23 years ago you could not even contemplate that possibility. It was just such a stupid idea. You would never even thought about it. Who knows where we're going to be in 23 years' time. Anyway, open for speculation. All right, we're going to play some more music now. This is Ashanti Karam from Quebec, and their new CD is called La Bibionoise, and from it, this is a track called Le Brandy Culotte. Thank you. as we interrupt Shanti Karam, because we've got another caller on the line. Patty Larkin has just called in because she's leaving the hotel early, so that's her phone is a little bit earlier than I was expecting, so we're just changing the sequence of things at the moment. Patty Larkin, are you out there?
I am. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, we actually got a phone call without a massive delay on it, which was most disconcerting the last time.
Good.
Well, welcome to CITR. This is great.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, that's great. I remember the first time I met you, I think I did an interview years ago in the Granville Island Hotel, and I hadn't had a clue how to start the interview, and I think I just mentioned, you know, who are you influenced by? Who do you, you know, who admire? And I think the first thing you said was Richard Thompson. And I thought, we're going to get along here. This is going to be a no problem.
Well, it's still true, and we've been on tour here on the West Coast for a couple weeks and bumped into him in L.A. at McCabe's, so that was really a pleasant serendipitous moment.
Oh, that's very cool. And just the other week, we had Beppe Gambetta here, and
great!
Yeah, and he was selling his DVD, which has you on it.
So. Yes, that's true. Yeah, from Geneva. Yeah,
Beppe was charming the pants off everybody in the room. It was just, it's so embarrassing. It's like everybody's wanting to rush up and hug him every 5 seconds. It was just, we had to have stage bouncers and everything just to stop people from rushing the stage. It's just too charming.
It sounds like him.
His shoes were just shoes were too red, and everything was just too nice. You know, it's just too cute.
He is. He's a wonderful player. Just an astonishing player. And a wonderful human being.
He is. Yeah, I was kind of curious as how you got tied up with Beppe and his guitar festival.
We bumped into each other in Australia. We were touring through the festival season, and every stop he'd say, "When we get, he's a magnificent chef. When we get a place with a kitchen, we'll have you in for pesto." And so that became the joke, because they never got a kitchen, and the one place they did, we couldn't hook up. And so he invited me to do the guitar summit or whatever in Geneva that he does every year, and I'm going to go back in 2010. I'm already planning my outfit, you know. It's a great thing.
Planning the menu as well?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I have one of his last cookbooks, which he doesn't sell anymore because it was too popular.
I know, it's such a shame because people have been crying out for his recipes. We should have, during the intermission, we'll have you cook something, but he wasn't very keen on that. Anyhow, that's back to you. You've got a brand new CD. It's called Watch the Sky, and the difference with this one is that you're playing all the instruments on it.
Yeah, it's evolved that way. It wasn't initially planned that way. I was writing and recording things as I wrote them and putting ideas down, sort of the usual way to do things. But I was looking for a way in, for inspiration, and this ended up being it. And about halfway through, Ben Whitman, the drummer, came and sorted through some of the tracks and did a little bit more recording with me. But that was kind of the cutoff point. We made a decision to leap forward from there. And I continued to engineer it and play everything. And, you know, I'm not immune to the knowledge that I am limited in many areas, technically on the computer and also musically. But it was very expanding for me in both aspects of that. You know,
so you did the recording and the production yourself as
well? Yeah, and you know, the idea was to try to push and see what ideas I would come up with, but also what new sounds I could come up with. And so I'm very excited about the process. And while I don't think I'll ever do anything quite like this solitary again, I will draw from what I've learned.
That's very interesting, because it's not just the usual selection of instruments. There's some quite different approaches to things. You're doing things with a toy organ and some door chimes, and there's some bowed guitars going on in here.
Yeah, you know, Led Zeppelin did it first, but, you know, if I had been able to play violin or cello, I would have, you know. So, but the just kind of drawing the violin bow, my daughter's violin bow across the strings of a baritone guitar, kind of delayed, gets that the sense of these long tones and kind of eerie sounds.
It's interesting that Jimmy Page is well known for bowing the guitar, but he wasn't the first one who did it. I believe David Lindley might have actually hit that idea before. And David was inspired by seeing Seamus Ennis, the Illin Piper, and he said to his parents, you know, buy me one of those. It's like $2,500, forget it. So he had to invent his own way of doing it, so he bowed a banjo.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's Jimmy Page, he's sort of derivative.
That's great. Well, you know, I've all the festivals I go to, I'm just curious why people don't do it more, because it's really kind of an interesting sound to work with.
Well, it's such an evocative sound, especially with a low-strung instrument like a cello or something, and a double bass and a baritone guitar. Why not, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm doing that on the show with my electric. It kind of gives you the sense of how I did it, and it, I'm doing some looping, which is, you know, the playing against a loop that you record live, and so that's been exciting for me too. It's just kind of keep pushing the boundaries and seeing what I come up with is the idea.
Yeah, behind it all, and probably forefront of it all, is some pretty powerful songwriting as well. You've always managed to push my buttons and maybe lots of other people's buttons as well. You've had some great songs over the years, and the new collection has got some very interesting things on it. It's on Vanguard Records again. Mm-hmm. The album's called Watch the Sky, and I was going to play a track from it called Cover Me. You want to tell me a little bit about that track?
Well, this one it's for the guitarist. It's a dadgad tuning, which is sort of a Celtic tuning, modal tuning, that I tuned down in minor third to B, just to kind of get the very low resonances of the guitar, and I think of it as my Nick Drake song.
Oh, my goodness. Don't slash your wrists
in my wildest dreams.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we'll play this and we'll get back and talk to you about some more things. And Paddy Larkin in concert tomorrow night at the St. James Hall, 8 o'clock. And tickets are still available. You can get them at High Life Records, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and online at roguefolk.bc.ca. Here she is with Cover Me from the new album Watch the Sky. Patty Larkin, Cover Me from the new album Watch the Sky. And I believe Patty's still there.
Yes, I am indeed.
Yes. Good. So on Monday, I had the strange experience of sort of semi-watching you on Video Ranch, which is a really bizarre program. I don't know if anybody out there in Radioland has seen it yet, but it's, I guess it started something to do with Michael Nesmith, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you can, there's a live performance. You're in some kind of little box.
Yeah, it is a very, it was a very strange experience because it was happening on many different levels. It was a live performance for four people. A soundstage with a green background, you know, so they could put anything behind you.
Right.
And it looks like you're playing at a festival. I'm looking at this audience of avatars that people log on and they choose their character.
Oh, it's
and
ridiculous.
And if you do well, you get the flamingos. Those are the regulars. They form a mosh pit and start dancing and twirling around.
Yeah.
And then people are logging on. I emailed Beppe and his wife, Federica, and she came on. I saw her in Italy. And so it's this virtual performance in 3D video that Mike Nesmith has been working on, sort of as a brainchild. And you can go to VideoRanch.com. They had a show last night. Once it runs, that's it. I think you can access the audio, but that was that moment. And I kind of like that idea that you can't go back and re-experience the show.
It's kind of like a concert. You know, you missed it, you blew it. That's right.
Yeah, and if you get too close to the stage, there's a bouncer that kind of pushes you back gently. It's just there's some wild stuff. He's very inventive and very very interested in music and what's happening today and still playing music. So it was,
that was
a very enjoyable day down in Monterey, California.
I wish we had a bit more notice on it, but I was running it because it only runs on Windows, but you can run it on a Mac.
Right.
But I was running it on my Mac using Windows, and I could not control my avatar.
You have a new Mac, then?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk. Yeah, many of my friends could not get out. So.
I got in there, but it was just ridiculous. I could not control what was going on with the avatar. It was spinning around crazily, dancing in the mud away from the stage, and I couldn't get anywhere closer to the stage. It was really weird. You know.
That's funny.
And I was completely out of control, dancing the whole time, spinning around like a dervish. It was just very, very confusing. But
that's good.
Anyhow, that's beside that. We've got real reality tomorrow, not a virtual reality. We've actually got a performance. You won't be in front of a little green sort of backdrop. You'll be you'll be in front of the heavy purple curtain on stage at the St. James Hall. It's been a few years since you were here. I think you played the Folk Festival since the last time we did a concert together. But
I think you may be right, yeah.
Yeah, but it's been a few years since the last concert, and it's been a few years since the last album as well. I think Red Equals Luck was the previous one. Well, you did a guitar thing, but as you and I both believe that girls can play guitar.
Yes. that's kind of what I've been doing. I worked on a musical that didn't go anywhere, but we toured with La Guitarra. It's a compilation of 14 women guitarists, two archival cuts from Memphis Minnie and Libba Cotton, but people like Khaki King and Rory Block, Ellen McElwain, I toured with her. Sharon Esmond was on it. We did a tour with her, and really exciting for me musically, and although it's not all about me, you know, but that I got to learn from these players and just listen to their stories, and I think it was exciting for the audience as well, just to see these women just come in and play magnificently. They're quite wonderful, accomplished musicians. So more of that is scheduled, you know, where this is not the end of that project. But my partner and I adopted two little girls from China in the last 5 years, so we've been busy doing that as well. You know, it's still a new world for me as a touring mom, so it's a wonderfully brilliant existence, though, with these two little beings. So I'm very happy.
Both from China?
They are from China, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
they're great.
This is a long time away from them for you, then. It must be a bit...
It is. It is indeed. They don't really get it. And you know, then they lose track. But they're getting more and more hip to the fact that these extended stays are a challenge for everybody, you know, just logistically. So, and I miss them. So I'll be happy to go home on Monday.
On Monday. So Sunday night, though, you're playing with Peter Mulvey. Now, Peter's never played here before, so this is going to be quite a nice introduction to Vancouver for him and for the audience here.
He's great. He is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is where I grew up as well. And he's just a real guitar-focused songwriter. He's astounding just with what he does with the instrument. And then He also was a theater major in college, so he's got this real command of his show, and he's really funny. Hmm. And we're doing a couple things together. I'm going to play on one of his. He plays on one of mine.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Wonderful instrumentalist as well. So, you know, nothing wrong with that if you like that kind of thing.
Well, that's right. I've just been listening to his new album, Notes from Everywhere, and there's some of his guitar style. I don't know if you're familiar with Stephen Fearing, but...
Sure, I'm a fan of his, yeah.
Some of Stephen's guitar sounds, Peter is reminding me of Stephen.
Yeah.
And I remember the last time you were in, I think it was a week after Stephen had played, and Stephen signed our guest book with "Paddy Larkin Rocks." so obviously there's a fan club going on there. So that's great.
Well, I've followed him for years, since the '80s, since my first Vancouver Folk Festival. I remember he.
Right.
Anybody who plays in black leather pants, you know, and just you know plays guitar the way he does. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it takes, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night, and I'm going to play some more music after the call. But thanks ever so much for phoning in. And we look forward to this tomorrow night. Then Peter Mulvey's going to do the first set, then you're going to join him for a song.
Yes.
And then there's going to be a break, and then you're going to do the main set, and then Peter's going to join you. Mm-hmm. And and then you're zooming off back to the States so you can go and see your daughters. What are their names?
It's Ruby and Xiaodan. It's her Chinese name, Rosa Xiaodan, but we call her Xiao.
Xiao, that's nice.
Ruby and Xiao.
Ruby and Xiao, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow night, Paddy. Thanks ever so much for phoning. I'm going to play another song here, which we'll dedicate to the daughters. We'll call it, we'll say that, because it's beautiful. Right? So.
Thank you.
And this is off the new album again. Thanks, Paddy Larkin. We'll see you tomorrow night.
See you later. Bye.
Cheers.
mess of things. Wolf's at the door and there's nothing on your plate. You're standing there naked and the telephone rings. Ah, pull the boogeyman and get you. When you're lying in your bed, pull the pillow off your head. You might as well dance. You might as well dance. Ooh, yeah. Might as well dance. Well, hey, diddle, diddle, now the cat and the fiddle. A real estate man is checking out the